The difference.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, April 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of field reports. Lot of last-minute filings are happening all across the listening area. We need prayer on a couple of seats that we are praying right now that we can fill. We can get candidates to file before this coming Tuesday, April 23rd, 4 o'clock deadline to file with your county clerk for county commissioner. We are recruiting candidates. We are talking. Yesterday, I spoke to about six different people having questions. Randy, how much does it pay? What kind of time commitment? You know, what am I going to have to know to be able to be a county commissioner? Well, some counties pay more than others. Some pay a salary. Most pay a per diem. You make so much money based on coming to meetings. If there's committee assignments, you get paid for those as well. Mileage, reimbursement, health insurance. Almost all of them have a great health insurance package for young people. If you're listening, you're a small business owner. You've got three, four, five kids. You got a big family. These counties are paying upwards of $1,500 to $1,800 per month for the health insurance coverages of some of these county commissioners. We have a couple of county commissioner candidates who have been endorsed by the Antrim County Republican Party, Jairus Rubing and Mark Kraft. Four or five kids. That health insurance benefit is a huge relief out of your business that you don't have to cover. Young people, listen to me. What you don't know, we will teach you. I'm offering up a Robert's Rules of Order class in the state of Michigan's Constitution class to every single candidate that wants to come in our listening area who hasn't attended the class yet. I'm going to reach out to Jay Sporting Goods and see if we can get their Headwaters conference room. every single candidate that hasn't had the class yet, I will teach it for free. The radio station will buy the books, we'll buy the guides, we'll get the Frisky Apples, we'll have a Saturday morning training, and you will learn everything you need to know about being a newly elected county commissioner. Answer all your questions, role play with you guys, whatever you guys need us to do, we will do for you. Sheboygan County, if you're listening, we need people to file either later today or Monday, but for sure Tuesday at the latest before 4 p.m. Rush Roberts, I'm calling you out, brother. In northern Sheboygan County, Mackinac City area, we need you. We need others. We're going to talk about that here in the next segment. Got a great show lined up for you today, man. Thank God it's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Grand Traverse County Republican meeting tonight. We're excited. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by The Flatline. Rick Hughes Ministries, Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8. Now, Sundays early is a very peaceful time. Family sleeping in before going to church. Get up and make a fresh pot of coffee. Turn on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. The Patriot Voice Radio Network, the two apps, the two websites. And listen to The Flatline by Rick Hughes Ministries out of Alabama. Got turned on to this guy by George Ranville years ago. And it's a show that you may not know airs every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. This isn't the Ten Commandments. These are certain parts of the Bible that he explains on a rotating basis. He'll be on number one. He may be on number seven. Doesn't matter. Jump in. Because each lesson is independent of the others. They don't mount, compound on top of each other. They are individual principles to live your life by. You're used to getting up for work every day at 7, 6, 6:30, whatever time. Again, Sunday mornings, the family's sleeping. Get up, make a pot of coffee, and listen to this show. It will absolutely change your life. It will absolutely change your perspective when you go to church. If you don't go to church, it could be your church. 11 o'clock, of course, you can listen in to Pastor Chatfield, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. We bring that to you as a public service for free. They pay for their commercials that you hear on this station. They are a sponsor. They help us pay the bills. But the bottom line is this. I have found that 7:30 in the morning on Sunday, listening to Rick Hughes, puts a calm, peaceful sense of being with God into my soul. And it is a perfect way to start your week. Because a lot of the things that he teaches in this show on Sunday mornings, you will find yourself throughout the week, and I don't know how he does this, but whatever he just talked about on Sunday, I come into a situation in my life during the week that was directly part of his lesson plan for Sunday morning at 7:30. We just heard it, and there it is. It's happened to me time and time and time and time again. I stop and think for a second before I react, and I'm like, remember what Rick Hughes just said on Sunday. Remember what scripture, what God's word was. It was absolutely amazing. So check it out. He will give you his address in Alabama. He's an old-fashioned kind of guy. He likes snail mail. If you send him a letter, you heard it on this station, he will send you, I call it a Patriot package. All kinds of books, pamphlets, papers, brochures, things that you can share with others at meetings. Let's say you have a Republican County meeting. You have a Stand Up Michigan meeting. You have a Liberty Founding Group, Liberty Rising in Otsego. Whatever type of group you have, homeschooling moms, I don't care who you are. He will send you a package of stuff, and I'm not kidding. It comes in a big envelope. I think he pays like $6 or $7 just for the postage in snail mail. Not priority, just regular first-class mail. He spends like $6 or $7 to send it to you for free. It's a complete wealth of information that if you just want to keep it for reading material, you can't sleep for some reason, get up and read a literature piece of his stuff that he mails out to you, you will learn so much. This guy is a wealth of information. So again, check it out Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8, right here on 97.7 plus the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Check it out this Sunday at 7:30. And then request, send a mail, a piece of a letter. Just send him a letter. I heard you on the radio station. Can you send me your package? And man, this thing is just unbelievable. I think John in Indian River did it. He said, Randy, this was a wealth of information. He took it to, I think he said, Men Mending America, the group that meets in Petoskey. It's amazing, all the stuff he sends you for free. He doesn't even ask you to cover the postage. This guy is blessed. He's got a bunch of benefactors that are backing him financially, paying for his ministries, keeping him on the air every Sunday on this radio station. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Text me on Sunday. I produce church at 11 o'clock to noon with Pastor Chatfield. We connect through the board, and I put him right into the studio. I'm up. I've listened to the Flatline. I'm waiting for church services to start. Send me a text message and let me know if you appreciated his show this coming Sunday. Because I got to tell you, folks, how many times I've heard him on Sunday and then throughout the week, bam, something comes up in my life, business dealings, phone calls, emails, text messages, whatever, and it's like, there's your sign. What Rick Hughes just talked about on Sunday, completely applicable to what's happening that week in my life. Just absolutely amazing. So I appreciate if you guys would check him out. And it's free. He does not ask for any donations from us. He doesn't want you to buy books from him. He will send you his books for free. And man, this guy has got a life story that is just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Played college football for Alabama, Crimson Tide. Coach Bear Bryant was his coach. And he just threw it all away. And then he came to Jesus. I mean, it's a great story. You guys will love this show. I'm telling you, you will love it. 7:30 Sunday mornings, start listening. Get into a habit of sitting down with a cup of coffee and listening to Rick Hughes on Sunday morning. Again, we are coming up on this deadline. I spoke with chairman of the Presque Isle County Republican Party, Bob Britsky, and I told him, Bob, in my opinion, you have to run for District 2 in your county. Your county needs you. We need you. We need you to do this. Elect Cliff Tellini to be the chairman of the Board of Commissioners because he'll have the most experience out of all the new people coming on. Wayne Saley is, I believe, moving for employment opportunities. He's not running for re-election. Joe Libby, Nighthawk, there. We are getting him to run for that seat. We already have a challenger to John Chapa. Bye-bye, Johnny. Good riddance. Nice seeing you. You can ride off into the sunset with your millions of dollars from DTE for the solar panel farm that you leased your 100 acres to. You ran that through with your cohort, Marianne Heidemann. Yeah, both of you, bye-bye. And it was in the paper. Longtime serving Democrat Michael Darga, city of Roger City, basically, east of US 23, not running for re-election. He's retiring. Thank you, Michael, for all your years of service. but it looks like we're going to prey on Bob Bretzky to run for county commissioner to replace you. Not Darga. I'm so sorry. I misspoke. We're looking for somebody to run for that seat. Bob's running for Marianne Heideman's seat. He lives in Rogers Township. I just pulled up the website and realized Bob Bretzky lives in Rogers Township. That would put him in District 2 running against Marianne Heideman. We need somebody to replace Michael Darga. That's what I found out this morning. Been told that it was in the paper that he is retiring, and we need somebody to run for that open seat. It's completely open. I don't know if a Democrat has filed to replace the Democrat Michael Darga. But honestly, from what Bob Bretzky told me, Michael Darga is a reasonable Democrat. Very strong Christian man. He said he actually, I think, prepared food or helped out at Bob Bretzky's mother's funeral. This is the kind of guy Michael Darga is. So enjoy your retirement, sir. We greatly appreciate all your years of service. Not running. We need somebody in Rogers City. It's an open seat. Right now, I believe nobody's even filed for it. And we're praying on Bob Bretzky that he will run for District 2, being that he lives in Rogers Township. Ideally, we would love to have somebody from Aquiac or Belknap. But Bob said that he's got a few other folks he's talking to today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And if nobody else files, he may step up to the plate and run for us. So put a lot of prayer into Bob and Janet Bretzky. And all these candidates, the people we've recruited, all of the replacements for Antrim County, the people that are going to run for Emmett County, we need people in Sheboygan. Rush Roberts, I'm reaching out to you, brother. I need to talk to you. We've got a whole new slate of commissioners running in Mackinac County. Thank you, Mike Petrick, for recruiting some great people. We're getting new boards, folks. As a matter of fact, I believe when it's all said and done on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, when it's all done and the clerk's offices close, we are going to have more county commissioners running from people that have listened to this show than any other region in northern Michigan. Northern Michigan alone. I don't know what's going on downstate with those county commissioner boards. I heard some people are running down there as well. Ottawa has already been taken over by a bunch of great patriots down there. But as far as this listening area, our audience, I mean, I can't even think to remember everybody. Michael Kamishek is running in Otsego. Rod Wheeler is running in Lake. Brett Gooding is running in Emmett County. Jonathan Deek is running in Sheboygan, there in the Tuscarora Township area. Robert V. Crook is running in Presque Isle to help Cliff Tellini. Joe Libby is running. We got a bunch of new patriots coming, and it's going to change county government here in northern Michigan. Another patriot running, Todd Smallenberg for the 106. He's coming on in the next segment. Get a field report, campaign report from him. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.